Now, let's come to our text. Verse 1, I'm reading of Leviticus 3. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. Now, the peace offering, in one sense, is rather all-comprehensive. The sinner can come to God because Christ made peace by the blood of his cross, for both are satisfied with Christ and his work of redemption. You see, after all, what is the gospel appeal to the sinner? It's just simply this. God says to the sinner, you're lost. You're alienated from me. And I'll have to consign you to the darkness of eternity. And if God does that, he'll be just and holy, and the angels in heaven will sing praises to his name. But my friend, God is satisfied with what Jesus did for you so that you can come to God. Now, the gospel message is just simply this. God's reconciled. He said, will you be reconciled? God's reconciled. He's satisfied with what Jesus did. That is the message. That's the gospel. Will you turn? God has already turned to you. He'll accept you because what Christ did. Now, will you be satisfied with what Christ did and come to God and have fellowship? That's the peace that you can know. Now, the peace offering, therefore, is different from the burnt offering in several respects. You'll notice that in the burnt offering, only a male could be offering. But here it's either male or female. But it must be without a blemish. And the offerer will never find, you see, as much in Christ as God finds in him. In the burnt offering, it's what God sees in Christ. Now, here, it's the offerer who finds something in Christ. And that is something you and I should do today. And the female offering was permitted because here the capacity of the offerer to enjoy Christ is in view. And it can't be as strong as God's viewpoint, you see. Now, in verse 2, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of the offering, kill it at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar round about. Now, there seems to be a duplication right here with the burnt offering, and it is. Now, verses 3 and 4. He shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that's on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. Now, the contrast is here with the burnt sacrifice, you see. There all was consumed. All was placed on the altar. But in the peace offering, only a portion was offered. And the portion was specified. And it was the choice portion, which included the fat and the inward parts. These speak of the hidden riches, the precious qualities, and the priceless values of the character of Christ that God alone knows. You know, sometimes a public official is attacked today, and sometimes a preacher. I remember in my early ministry, I knew a great preacher. In fact, he became a friend, and I got acquainted with the family. And an attack was made upon him, harsh things said about him. Well, the family knew him, and I got to know him. And may I say, they were all lies that were told about the man. And there are a lot of things said about Christ. And a great many people say, I don't understand this, and I don't understand that. And friends, there's a lot I don't understand, but God knows him. Oh, he knows him, and he sees in him something we don't see. And that's the reason Paul could say that I might know him. My friend, you may have a Ph.D. degree, but you don't know. You and I need to know him. Verse 5, and Aaron's son shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that's on the fire. It's an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Now, this is an offering that was consumed by fire. And that fire speaks of this total dedication of Christ and his human testing and suffering. And it's a sweet savor unto the Lord. This was something that satisfied God. And it also means it is only in those last 3 hours on the cross that he really paid for the sins of the world. Actually, in his life, we see him suffering. But his sufferings in life were not for the sins of the world. Only in that last 3 hours, when it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. He made his soul an offering for sin. What a picture we have here.